In our last rather unbelievable installment, we discovered that Victoria's husband had been killed with an etching pencil. And now, we continue with The Case of the Curious Etching, a Gastown mystery, in Smell-O-Rama!
An etching pencil, you say? Now, who could make sense of this?
The snitch.
Ah, yes, the snitch.
I'll be right back. It was always dark in this part of town. Dark like the black cat in the charcoal sack, being dragged through an oil-slick canal by the blind obsidian miner. In fact, there he was.
Hello!
Then in the depths of the gloom it appeared, Gassy Jack's, the only bar in town that would serve anything, anytime, to anyone, except miners. But everyone here was drinking Molson's Mark of Bavaria, the umpapa taste of old Germany straight from Brazil. I made my way through the stench of decades-old trouser coughs to the back of the bar, where huddled alone in his wretched, reeking booth squatted Francis Dunsmuir, a.k.a. the Snitch.
Stanley, you're late.
Sorry, Francis. Look, I've come to...
To find out who killed the radio detective with the etching pencil. There is nothing I don't know.
It was tempting just to ask him who did it, but there was over 2 episodes left in the story, so the timing just didn't seem right. So, Francis, how do I solve this murder?
At midnight, Thursday, go to the Arbiter's Aquatic Aviary. Wait outside in scarlet gabardine frumpery for the limping French giant.
Ah, and he'll tell me.
No! Follow that giant for 13 seconds. Stop. Turn to your left 75 degrees, then walk in a straight line until you slam into a lamppost.
Is that it?
And you'll need a duck. A live duck. Carry it. Rump feathers up. Right pocket.
Duck. Got it. See you around, Francis.
Or was it a condor?
Was it indeed? Perhaps we'll find out tomorrow in a less olfactorious installment of The Case of the Curious Etching, a Gastown mystery, in color.